On a recent afternoon, Pickett Elementary School students Tyler Bradley, Kaylin Alberti, and Antoine Baker ready their violins for Beethoven's Ode to Joy. It's under the direction of Jacksonville Symphony Orchestra violinist Patrice Evans. They're preparing for a performance with the Jacksonville Symphony Youth Orchestra next month. It's a challenging piece, but 10-year-old Antoine says he's up to the task. He's been playing for years.
When I started playing the violin, it was in second grade. And my nana made me do the violin, but when I started doing it, I felt like it was boring, but now it was easy and I started liking it. And now it's hard. I'm playing all these notes. It is awesome.
So have many of the students in the Jumpstart Strings program. The Jacksonville Symphony Orchestra, in partnership with communities and schools, provides the after-school instruction free of charge to children from schools in some of Duval's poorest areas. Currently, students from Pickett, Woodland Acres, Essay Hall, and Reynolds Lane Elementary Schools participate in the program, and they're getting some extra help this month. They've been awarded a $10,000 grant from the League of American Orchestras. JSO's Vice President of Education, Tony Kamnikar, says the money will help to enhance the program.
And so this was a way when we started it to give a chance to those students to learn these instruments. And if they did want to continue, they at least had the basics to do that. So as we strengthen the program, it's only going to strengthen the chances, you know, of the kids that really want to pursue music.
And that, in turn, is strengthening the community, says Sharnika Rollins. Her two daughters, Zakaria and Zamaria Simpson, have spent the last 5 years in the program. Now they attend La Villa School of the Arts.
And when the parents come, they say, hey, you know, thank you, Zakaria, thank you, Zamaria, because their child got into the program from watching Zakaria and Zamaria. So it's bringing, like, all communities together.
Bringing a community together in perfect harmony. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.